Welcome back. Joe Tropia is here with us, at least by phone, digital projects coordinator at the Maryland Historical Society, about to show us this new thing tonight at 6:30. Reels from the Addict, Bob and Teresa's documentary picks, and nonfiction oddities, and special guest Denny Lynch. Joe, welcome. Good to have you with us, man.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
So this sounds very cool. Tell us about it. I looked at some of these things, and one I really want to see is not I couldn't see online, which is the thing you have on the natural rivers of Maryland. What am I blocking? I just blocked the name. I just always talk about it all the time.
That's my favorite part of our program tonight. It's a film about the Jones Falls.
Right. I don't know how Jones I just blocked Falls, on that for a minute. Yeah, yeah.
The stream that shaped the city. And to me, there's so many interesting things about this short film, but perhaps the most interesting is that it was produced by the Baltimore City Public School System.
Well, they used to do a lot of things like that. They had incredible films they used to make. Yep.
Yeah, back in the day.
Right.
And we're lucky enough to have Denny Lynch attending tonight. Who's
Denny Lynch?
He is a photographer and lecturer who actually did research to make this film. So he is, in a sense.
Oh, really? Huh.
Yeah, yeah.
So talk about the nature of this little festival you're doing and what it means.
Well, it's a series called 2640 Docs. We do it at 2640 Space, which is a place where we host community events and grassroots activism-oriented things, as well as artistic endeavors. And our 2640 Docs was put together to sort of highlight documentary work, both short films and features, by local filmmakers and some not local filmmakers. So we try to show as many documentary films as possible in the spring and in the fall.
And these films, particularly, are lost films of Baltimore. You have Blueprint for Tomorrow, and it says, "Imagine David Simon's Show Me a Hero, shot on VHS and produced by the Baltimore City Life Museum." So what is that one?
Yeah, so this is a film called Blueprint for Tomorrow about the Jonestown community. And it looks at the history of the projects, and there's some great footage in this video of the Lafayette courts being imploded. But yeah, it reminded me very much of David Simon's new series in just dealing with public housing and how there was, you know, public housing for white people and public housing for African Americans, and how there was this hope that, you know, public housing was going to be this great solution to our great society, and then, you know, not so much.
And Elysium.
Yeah, Elysium is a weird little film poem. I don't know what really I can say about it other than that it's about the most Baltimore-flavored 10-minute short film I can think of. and these are gems we pulled. My friends Bob and Teresa pulled out of the Enoch Pratt's film collection. So in theory, these are films you could check out and play if you have a film projector, which most of the things we're showing tonight will be shown on 16mm.
I love that.
Yeah.
I got a couple more I have to ask you about. So Pigs versus Freaks.
So this is a film from 1975. Somewhere in Michigan, a small town in Michigan, the police force was challenged to a football match by some hippies and you know, student protesters, and it turned into a regular thing. And this is a short film version of something that the filmmaker later developed into a full length film. I've never seen the full length film, and it just it sounds really intriguing. Cops playing against protesters on a football field.
And you have my friend Kurt Schmoke, former mayor of Baltimore, a Kurt Schmoke PSA.
Yeah, it's a PSA against getting a flu shot. I just found this in the collection here at the Historical Society, and it tickled me. I used to be one of these people that never got a flu shot.
Right, me too.
And then I got the flu one year, and it was like I traveled to the 19th century. And ever since then, I've gotten a flu shot, and I should have listened to Kurt Schmoke back in 1998.
And before we roll, Fantasy of Feet.
Fantasy of Feet is another weird little poem of a film. It's a montage of people and their feet in motion, paired with some animation and a swinging '60s soundtrack. It's just a 8 minutes of weirdness.
I'm just, these sound great. The Honeymoon Hotel sounds great, but I'm really, really, I want to see the Jones Falls film.
I'm really excited to show that.
I'm obsessed with the fact that we are actually a delta with rivers that we've destroyed in Baltimore. We need to open them up and bring them back.
Mark, it's like a time machine. I mean, you go back in time and you see what it looked like when we completely paved over this waterway.
Right.
And, you know, there's a reason we did, and the film kind of addresses that.
And that's what I thought was a ridiculous reason. And I have actually a picture in my office of the Jones Falls going past Penn Station in the early 1900s.
Wow.
You know, so I'm being told to break. But so tonight, 2640 Docs presents Reels from the Attic, Bob and Teresa's documentary picks and nonfiction oddities with special guest Denny Lynch tonight at the 2640 space, which is St. John's Church, located at 2640 St. Paul Street in Baltimore. Doors open at 6:30. Films begin at 7, and it's open to the public tonight, 6:30.
And it's free.
And it's free, 2640 space. Joe, thanks for doing this.
Thanks, Mark. Good talking to you.
Yeah, good luck tonight. Have a blast.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to take a second look at this Officer Nero trial, but with a focus on what the future could bring in terms of changes in police, the way police are trained and dealt with, and also what public safety how it can be redefined in the future. Stay with us.